AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He calls it the Trump train.
We have expanded the Republican Party.
But Donald Trump's surging presidential campaign is a nightmare for Republican leaders who see him as divisive. He won 7 states on Super Tuesday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani is covering the race and joins us live now.
That's 11 wins for Trump so far this campaign, Rita. His delegate lead continues growing, and with a batch of winner-take-all states coming up in 2 weeks, Trump could all but wrap up the nomination.
He can amass such a lead that the other candidates have to start recognizing math. And the math behind Donald Trump right now is becoming inevitable.
Iowa State University's David Anderson says that likely terrifies party leaders who fear a general election blowout if Trump is the nominee. With so many party notables refusing to get behind Trump, there's increasing talk of a contested party convention in July as the best way of stopping him. On the Democratic side yesterday, Hillary Clinton strengthened her frontrunner status with 7 wins. Bernie Sanders picked up 4. Rita.
Sagar Magani reports. Reporting live. It appears a tornado touched down last night in a Birmingham, Alabama suburb. 4 people were injured. National Weather Service forecasters are on their way to Bessemer, Alabama, to try to determine the strength of what appears to have been a tornado. Sports Authority is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It says it will close or sell about 140 stores in Denver and Chicago. Sports Authority has hundreds of stores in 41 states and Puerto Rico. Today, the Supreme Court is taking up the biggest abortion case in nearly a quarter century. The question is whether a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics interferes with a woman's right to have an abortion. This is AP Radio News. Ahead of last Sunday's Academy Awards ceremony, there were calls for blacks to boycott the show because all the nominated actors were white. How'd that work out? AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has the answer.
Black viewers matter? Well, not really, at least when it comes to the ratings for this year's Oscars. The Nielsen ratings for the show indicate that there was no major defection among African-American viewers. There were 3.22 million black viewers watching ABC Sunday night. That is down 2% from last year's show, which, like this one, had an all-white slate of acting nominees. But in the past decade, there were 4 other years when the number of blacks watching was even lower. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
South Dakota's governor vetoed a bill that would have made South Dakota the only state in the country with a law requiring transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that match their sex at birth. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.